you. And I'm hardly the same myself, granted, but stiff-necked women make me uneasy. I'll admit it, straight out. I'm quiet. I mind my own business. And the gopher lay down with the hawk, the cabbage plant with the cutworm. But then consider, I'm afflicted with common sense, the picture of decency. I, hard-working, dedicated, running over with the milk of whatever, generous even to a fault, gentle with horses, and with friends resembling the far end of same. But fair play, that's my motto. I'm first to put out the cat, not one to lie down on the job, except, of course, given to elevated thoughts, careful never to slurp soup, surprised by the stains in my clean shorts, a drinker who knows his limits, a whist player of some repute, a lifelong student of Empedocles, the last of a dying breed, embarrassed, though not exhausted, by too frequent masturbation, a crackerjack at the two-step, unpedantic, slow to anger, a decorous farter, respectful of my elders, even when they haven't got all their marbles, and a good listener. You, by Robert Croach, from The Sad Phoenician, published by the Coach House Press, read here by Victor Enns.